Scarborough to Trump, no credit for being probably more wrong than any president in the history of the United States has ever been. By Trent Baker on July 22, 2020. MSNBC's Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough slammed President Donald Trump on Wednesday following his resumed daily coronavirus briefings for his handling of the pandemic. Scarborough pushed back against acknowledging Trump shared a better tone in his first briefing back, arguing he should not have been lying about masks and mocking people for wearing masks early in the pandemic. "He'll have one day and say maybe with all these people dying, maybe I should read my script instead of lying about masks. Instead of mocking Joe Biden about masks, instead of mocking reporters about masks, instead of accusing people of being politically correct, instead of sending his chief of staff to Capitol Hill to look at reporters wearing masks and say, 'You sure look funny wearing masks,' or whatever he said," Scarborough stated. "Again, let's put this in perspective, my friends," he continued. "Over 140,000 people have died. Over 140,000 Americans have died. And as Jonathan Lemire has pointed out, once in a while, he reads his script. Once in a while, he doesn't say something that makes the lives of senior citizens and diabetics and people with asthma hang in the balance. Once in a while, he doesn't say something that encourages Americans to abuse store clerks for wearing masks, to abuse people in grocery stores who take care of you, who work for minimum wage, who put their lives on the line every day because they have families to take care of and they have people screaming at them. People abusing them, people getting in their face and screaming. People going to racks with masks and dumping them on the floor because they think Americans have fought and died for over 240 years so they could have the constitutional right to kill senior citizens, to kill diabetics, to kill people with asthma, to kill their family members, and to kill others by not wearing masks." Scarborough then urged Trump to follow presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden's lead from January in letting the doctors and scientists run the show. He also said Trump does not get credit for being probably more wrong than any president in the history of the United States has ever been. "Do what Joe Biden told you to do at the end of January. Let the doctors and let the scientists run this show. And instead here we are, 142,000 dead, after 2.5 Vietnams. You don't get credit for that. You don't get credit for letting over 100,000 senior citizens die. You don't get credit for ignoring this virus time and time again. You don't get credit for being, I don't know, I think probably more wrong than any president in the history of the United States has ever been, with more calamitous results. No credit. Sorry. Just stop. Just go home. You've already killed enough Americans." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.